I have no background in Alzheimer's. I just saw a guy who was forgetting things, important things like how to play the piano, things that are critical to who he is. And so I just tried to reinforce those things as best I could, doing the things that made him him.
In 2007, Daniel Davey, a former psychology student from California, joined the O'Connell family in Westchester, New York, as the caregiver for their then 81-year-old father and grandfather, Byron O'Connell. Daniel had no former Alzheimer's training, but he instantly connected with Byron the first time they met.
I remember he was sitting at the piano playing beautiful ragtime music. He was definitely in button-up and looking sharp. I knew they were calling me up to do work with a man whose brain wasn't per se normal, which fit with my background, which was psych hospitals. But immediately when I like stuck my face in front of his and interjected into his moment, I realized that he didn't quite get what was going on, but he had a damn good attitude about it, you know? He was like smiling and playing piano, and he could play the same page. He would loop it. He ends the page and then starts over on the other page.
Daniel has worked with Byron and the O'Connells at different times over the past 5 years, tailoring a treatment-style program that would help slow the progression of the disease. Daniel would play the piano with Byron and take him on walks, sometimes dressed up in a suit and top hat. Byron has now reached the last stage of Alzheimer's and is hardly able to interact with Daniel and his own family anymore. But Daniel is still trying to get the best he can out of Byron.
What they say about stage 7 Alzheimer's is that you start losing all your words and you stop smiling. And he has not stopped smiling. It's really hard to get a smile out of him. You have to get his full attention and you have to get his eye contact and you have to do something outrageous, which is part of why it's pretty awesome when it happens.
Byron's wife, Mary O'Connell, was hesitant to hire Daniel when she first met him, and she knew Daniel had no experience with Alzheimer's. But she was impressed with his determination and enthusiasm, and now she says Daniel is the best caregiver she has ever had.
Now Dan is like my own grandson, and this is his home. And whether he stays with me or goes or whatever he does, he's always going to come back and check on us and see that we're okay. Most caregivers that take care of people with Parkinson's or Alzheimer's or people in nursing homes, yes, they take care of their physical needs. They don't take care of what's in their soul. When you have Alzheimer's, yes, there's a tangled web in your brain, but you're in there somewhere. And Dan seems to understand that, and I think he could be another Patch Adams.
It was Daniel's mother who gave him a camera 4 years ago and encouraged him to start filming his interactions with Byron. She said he had the most interesting job and he should document that. From that moment on, Daniel put a camera in front of him and Byron when they were playing the piano, when they were going for walks, or when he was brushing Byron's teeth or putting him to bed.
I mean, the thing that Byron has that blows me away and why I'm still here, a big reason is that I'm watching what it is to be a human being without the ability to construct facades. Byron cannot fake anything. When he's smiling, he's smiling. When he's laughing. When he's kissing, usually he means it, He's heartfelt, and that's beautiful. I don't want to call it curiosity or experimenting, but I mean, I was partially here because I wanted to know what the heck was happening, almost on an existential or metaphysical level.
Daniel's good friend and filmmaker Bas Voorwinde from the Netherlands suggested turning the footage into a documentary. The film, combined with a website about the O'Connell family and Alzheimer's in general, is meant to create more awareness about the disease, but also to promote Daniel's treatment method as a caregiver. The documentary, which is named Mr. Driftwood, after Byron's alter ego, will be released at different film festivals in Europe in 2013.
It's so bad, this disease. It can destroy not just that person, like cancer, but that person's family and that person's finances, and it has a potential to just destroy everything around it. So what I really would like this film to do, I really would like it to inspire people who are facing the disease, not just let it destroy them.
Daniel realizes that a large part of dealing with Alzheimer's focuses on research and finding a cure against the disease. But he feels that more attention should be paid to the present and to what people can do to make life for an Alzheimer's patient bearable and happier. Daniel hopes that the documentary will show people that the answer is simple. All they need is love and attention.
I know these people who have Alzheimer's. I mean, they're not lost causes. They might be losing their minds. I mean, their minds might be unraveling piece by piece, but they're still here. And you might as well pour all the love into them that they poured into you and your parents. My job, all it is keeping this man present, happy, and healthy, and that's it.
One day, Daniel's job with the O'Connell family will end. When that happens, he would like to work with other families who are dealing with Alzheimer's to show them his treatment method. This is Laura Postma for DW in New York.